From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has been released on his own recognizance following his arrest today by federal officials on charges he sought to sell the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. Blagojevich is also accused of a number of other charges, including allegations he sought to withhold financial assistance to the owner of the Chicago Tribune in an effort to get the newspaper to fire editorial writers who were critical of his administration. The arrest of both the governor and his top aide followed a lengthy investigation in which federal wiretaps caught the governor allegedly discussing trading the Senate seat to the highest bidder. President-elect Barack Obama, meanwhile, says he is saddened by allegations that the Illinois governor tried to trade favors to appoint someone to his Senate seat. NPR's Sho Quilly has more.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has the sole authority to appoint someone to fill the U.S. Senate seat, but federal prosecutors accuse the governor of seeking favors for himself and his wife to influence his choice. Blagojevich now faces federal corruption charges. President-elect Obama says he's saddened by the news but can't say much about it.
I had no contact with the governor or his office, and so I was not aware of what was happening.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the Illinois legislature should hold a special election to fill the Senate seat instead of leaving it in the governor's hands. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Former chief executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac faced questions from the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee today. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The executives said they simply followed the lead of private lenders that encouraged risky home loans. That's an argument outgoing committee chair Henry Waxman did not buy.
Taking these risks proved tremendously lucrative for Fannie and Freddie's CEOs. They made over $30 million between 2003 and 2007, but their irresponsible decisions are now costing the taxpayers billions of dollars.
Former Freddie Mac chief Richard Syron defended its move.
If it had not done so, it could not have remained competitive or even relevant in the residential mortgage market we were designed to serve.
Syron and other executives said private lenders, not Fannie or Freddie, led the industry down the wrong path. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Congress and the White House are said to be edging closer to finalizing a deal to provide $15 billion in bridge loans to the domestic auto industry. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank at a news conference today said he thinks an agreement remains on track.
Negotiations involving the House, the Senate, the current administration, with some input from the incoming administration, because this is clearly something which is going to be a handoff.
The measure would call for emergency loans for two of the big three, GM and Chrysler. Ford has said it doesn't yet need an immediate cash infusion. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 242 points, closing at 8,691. The NASDAQ was down 24 points today. This is NPR. An Indian government minister today called on the United Nations Security Council to help punish those responsible for the deadly attacks in Mumbai. The Indian Minister of State and External Affairs called for the addition of the Pakistani-based group, which claimed responsibility for the attacks, to UN terrorism blacklist. At least 170 people died in those attacks. Hundreds of others were hurt. Indian police, meanwhile, announced today they've identified the 9 suspected Islamic militants killed during the 3-day siege in Mumbai and also uncovered new details, including the fact their hometowns were in Pakistan. 3 New York City police officers have been charged with felonies for sexually assaulting a man on a subway platform, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The accused police officers approached Michael Mineo because they thought he was smoking marijuana. When he tried to flee, the officers pinned him down, and according to Mineo, one of them sodomized him with a police baton. Mineo was given a ticket for disorderly conduct and says he was warned by officers not to report anything or he would be charged with a felony. In court on Tuesday, the 3 officers denied the charges and were released on bail. The attack is reminiscent of another famous brutality case in New York. Abner Luima was sodomized in a police precinct 11 years ago. Michael Mineo, a tattoo parlor worker, was in court to see the officers charged. He said afterwards that he relives the attack every day and is still in pain. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Retail giant Walmart confirmed today it's agreed to pay $54 million to settle a class action lawsuit that alleged the company cut workers' break time and failed to prevent employees from working off the clock. The suit includes around 100,000 current and former Walmart and Sam's Club workers in Minnesota. The world's largest retailer says it will maintain systems designed to keep it compliant with wage and hour policies in that state. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.